You're listening to Two Hearts, One Beat by Frida Söderlund, Marcus Gunnarsson, and Martinus Gunnarsson. Translated by Donald McQueen. Narrated by Johan Benediktsson and Odin Storm.
Anyone who has ever dared to dream big, this book is for you.
Foreword. For 12 years, we have lived our lives in the spotlight, been Marcus and Martinus, with what sometimes felt like a whole world. For 12 years, others have tried to tell our story, tried to put into words how two 10-year-old twins could start to be called the biggest pop phenomenon in the Nordic region. Now it's our turn. Our turn to shine a light on our entire history for the first time as two grown men. With this book, we want to say what we never said and let you, the reader, get to know us for real. Not just as artists, but as two brothers from a small village in northern Norway. This is our reckoning with the legacy we were left with as child stars and what it was like for us to grow up in front of an audience. Our career as artists has taken us on unlikely adventures that most people never get the chance to experience. Our story is therefore partly a look back at many amazing moments that we are deeply grateful to have experienced. We know that we are incredibly lucky to have had the opportunity to live this life, but we also uncover much of the other side of the coin and start from the most difficult time we have ever experienced. A time that will also unexpectedly become one of the most important for us as human beings. This is our story, from the beginning to today, told from our perspective. With this book, we hope that you, the reader, will understand us better, no matter how well you already know us. Before you start reading, we would like to say a big thank to Frida, with whom we wrote this book. Thank you for your patience and everything you have done for us in working on this book. Thank you to my dad, who sacrificed so much to get us where we are today, and to our whole family, who have reprioritized their lives so that we can be on stage. You are the most important thing we have. And finally, thank you to our fans. You are the whole reason we get to do what we love. We know how quickly everything can be taken away from you, and we'll never take you for granted. Everything we do is for and together with you. Thank you for always standing with us, no matter what. You will never be able to fully understand how much you mean to us. Marcus and Martinus, September 2024.
Marcus and Martinus, this is when it all happens. The skyscrapers rise like a neon-clad backdrop straight up to the sky. Back home in Trofors, it is the mountains that meet the horizon. But what we see unfolding before us now is something completely different. The Chinese city of millions is a sharp contrast to what we call home. The Norwegian village with the White House and 800 inhabitants. Shanghai is home to over 26 million people. It would take five whole Norways to reach the population count of where we are right now. Shanghai is a clear signal of where we're going. What is the next step in the career that we started only 10 years ago? We are going to conquer Asia. This is our first time in China, invited as the Norwegian music export during Ocean Tech 2019, the most important event between Norwegian and Asian business leaders. Our schedule includes five live performances and several meetings, but despite being in uncharted territory, we believe in ourselves. The ambition and the will are there, as obvious as ever. The summer that has just passed has been one of the best of our career, with sold-out concerts in several places in Europe. In Greece, hundreds of fans barricaded the airport in Athens, where we might as well have held the concert. Airport police eventually had to drag us through the crowd to the waiting cars. The fans, in turn, quickly blocked the road by pressing themselves against the car. They shouted and shouted and shouted with their phones in the air. The Greeks seemed stressed, but for us, this was nothing new. When we played in the Czech Republic, we were forbidden to fly into the country.